Getting close to God, one of the themes of Sukkot. On the first day of this very special seventh month, Yom Teruah, the day for sounding the shofar, also known as Rosh Hashanah, we prayed, we blew the shofar, we considered the important things that the shofar reminds us of. Then for the Yamim Noraim, the 10 days of awe, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, we confessed our sins and turned to the Lord. Now we are preparing to celebrate the last holiday of Tishri, the seventh month, Sukkot, the holiday of shelters, tabernacles, booths. God is a great mathematician. He designed numbers and mathematical equations and relationships, and they are everywhere throughout creation. Numbers are also found in God's calendar and holidays, particularly the number seven, which represents fullness, completion. Sukkot is about completion, fullness. It's not a one-day holiday, but a full, complete, seven-day holiday, a complete, full week. Sukkot takes place in the seventh month. Sukkot is the seventh of the seven annual holidays. It completes the holidays. It makes them full. Sukkot begins on the 15th day of the seventh month when the moon is full. Passover starts on the 15th day of the first month in the spring. Sukkot takes place exactly 6 months later, in the fall. 6 months from Passover to Sukkot, 6 months from Sukkot to Passover. Sukkot takes place in the very middle of the calendar, in a sense, the fullness of the calendar. Sukkot celebrates the fullness of the harvest. For the third and final time of the year, Jewish men were required to go up to Jerusalem and celebrate the Lord's goodness to us, particularly by thanking him for the harvest. We thanked him for providing for us, for giving us a good and productive land to grow crops, seeds to plant, sun to shine on the plants, rain to water them, strength and wisdom to harvest them. We took the fruit of beautiful trees and willow, palm, and myrtle branches and joyously celebrated with them. And we'll be doing that when Sukkot starts, especially next Shabbat. We'll be waving our lulav and our etrog. We built shelters, little temporary booths and structures, and lived in them. These shelters that go up 1 week and come down the next remind us of the Exodus from Egypt. They remind us that our God rescued a nation of slaves from a much more powerful nation. They remind us of 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. They teach us about the consequences of disloyalty to God and disobedience and unbelief. These temporary, frail structures that last only a week teach us that we are like them. We are frail. Our lives are short and temporary. In this fallen world, we have no permanent, lasting home. These shelters also point us to a greater exodus, which is to come, an exodus from all these ages of sin and rebellion and transgression, disobedience and sorrow, our domination by the forces of Satan and the demons, sin and the sin nature and death. These booths point us to the golden age of mankind, which is coming, when Messiah returns to Jerusalem, his capital, to Zion, his dwelling place, and he gathers the harvest of humanity into his glorious kingdom, which will last for 1,000 years. And these shelters look forward to the eternal state, when there will be a new heavens, a new earth, a whole new universe, and the eternal God will tabernacle among us. Rabbi Glenn will be talking to us more about that in a bit. Sukkot teaches us that God wants to be close to the people who belong to him. The word of the living God reveals that the Lord made this universe and then this wondrous planet, and then he made a very special place for the first human beings, Adam and Eve, to live in. There, in the delightful Garden of Eden, the Lord God appeared to Adam and Eve, and he spoke to them. He was very close to them, and they were close to him. The fall of man changed all that. By choosing to listen to the adversary and disobey the Lord, Adam and Eve joined the rebellion of the fallen angels. One of the consequences of their disloyalty was that they were no longer close to God. After they sinned, when they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, instead of walking toward him, they hid from him because they were now alienated from him. They were no longer close to him. They were far from him. And so was the rest of humanity who came from Adam and Eve. The Lord wanted to restore our closeness to him. That's why he created the chosen people. That's why, after rescuing us from Egypt while we were in the wilderness, he instructed us to build the Mishkan, the tabernacle, the place where he could live among us. He said, "I will dwell among the Israelis and be their God. They will know that I am the Lord their God who brought them out of Egypt so that I might dwell among them." He's the kind of God who wants to dwell among his people, be close to them. There in that holy, special, set-apart tent in the wilderness, the Creator manifested his glorious dwelling Shekhinah presence in the most special way on earth. Later, that tent became the temple in Jerusalem. The tent and the temple existed for 1,500 years. That's a long time. Then something amazing happened, which brought the presence of God to us in the greatest way. The Son of God, eternally with his Father, left heaven, and through the incarnation, he became a man. He lived among us. He tabernacled among us. He templed among us. Destroy this temple, Yeshua said, referring to himself, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Messiah was the ultimate temple of God, the place where God dwells in the most powerful way. And it gets better. The same time that the Son of God died on the cross, the veil in the temple to the most holy place was torn from top to bottom. That was God's way of letting us know that because of Yeshua's perfect, sinless life and his atoning death, a new and better way to get close to the presence of God is now available to all mankind. When we know who Yeshua is, that perfect man who died on that cross, who was buried, who was resurrected, who ascended to the right hand of God where he is right now. When we know who Yeshua is and we loyally follow him, we have new and better access to the presence of God. Then, 50 days later, on another Jewish holiday, Shavuot, Pentecost, the risen and ascended Messiah sent his spirit to live in his first messianic Jewish followers. And so they became the temple of God, the place where God lives and dwells and manifests his presence on earth. Do you not know that you are a temple of God, Rabbi Paul asked the Corinthians, and that the Spirit of God lives in you? In his second letter to Messiah's community in Corinth, he added, "We are the temple of the living God. Just as God said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." Wow, that's amazing. That is fantastic. By means of his Spirit living in us, God is living in us. That means he is so very close to us, and we are so very close to him now. Since we are the temple of the living God, we want to be holy and pure like the temple was holy and pure. Yes? Like the temple was devoted to serving the true God, we want to be devoted to serving God. Let's put his will, his goals, his agenda, his priorities, his mission ahead of our own so we can be devoted to serve the living God like the temple was. Anything we love or serve more than him is a false god. It's an idol in the temple that needs to be removed. Sacrifices and offerings were brought to the temple. Let's give God the best of our time, our talents, our treasure. In fact, let's offer our very lives to him as living and holy sacrifices, because that's truly the way to worship him. Father, thank you that although we were far from you because of our sin, disobedience, rebellion, you made it possible to once again be close to you and your Son and your Spirit. through the life and death and resurrection and ascension of your Son and the giving of your Spirit. Thank you that your Spirit lives in your sons and daughters. Father, please fill us with your Spirit. Help us continually walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit. Help us be good temples, holy temples, devoted temples, God-centered, God-honoring temples, God-serving temples. Remove any false gods and idols from our lives. Help us be close to you, stay close to you, live in your presence constantly, continually, moment by moment, all the time. Amen.